Well, she's done it, folks. Bella Swan has finally gotten that dick.
She finally got dick down.
She's been waiting, I guess, her whole life, but she's been waiting at least 3 movies to have sex. Which I think the quantity of time is about, like, 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Were they juniors or seniors when it started?
Good question.
I want to say the whole depression thing took up so much time. I want to say she may have been a junior.
I think she might have been a junior when this started.
And she graduated in the 3rd movie.
Yeah, and I think she was, 18? No, wait.
She was 18 when they got married.
Yeah. So, yeah, it took her, because they had to wait until they got married to have sex because, you know, Mormonism.
Yeah.
But she did it. She definitely did.
She did.
And talk about playing the long con there. Well, I don't even know if it was a con, really. Because she got exactly what she wanted.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she did. And they could have just ended the movie there, because that was, like... You know how, like, when you're... I've at least been told that when you're writing a script, there's, like... There are two different... I don't remember any of the terminology, because this was years ago. But, like, there are two kinds of goals. There's the one that's, like, the obvious, like... defeat the villain. And then there's, like, the, like, deeper goal that's more, like, internal... Both goals here were for Bella to fuck.
So, yeah.
And she reached that. So then what? You know, what was there even left?
Nothing.
Yeah. The core of the story, gone.
Yeah, well, that's why I think this, like, when she got married, that was kind of the apex of this movie. And that was like, that's the end.
It's like Jane the Virgin after she lost her virginity.
Exactly. Like,
premise of the show, gone.
Just have to throw it out the window now. So right after that, that's when they went on their honeymoon. Mm-hmm. She got to finally have sex, which was her internal goal.
Very 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes. And immediately after, basically gets pregnant.
Yeah.
It's like, who gets pregnant on the first
time? It was 4 days, and she's like, I feel him kicking.
Who gets pregnant on the first time? That's definitely a quote from a movie. I can't remember what it was. Super funny. Oh, love that. But,
can we talk about Jess's premonition?
Oh, that was so great. Yeah. She's maybe a better fortune teller than Alice.
Yeah.
Because she was just like, yeah, she's definitely pregnant. She's like, who else gets married at 18?
Yeah.
And Jess, with that line, much like a lot of her lines, Jess really cements herself as the most iconic person in this entire series.
Imagine our thoughts when Bella shows up to the high school reunion with a kid who's like full grown, you know?
Yeah. The 10-year reunion has like a fully grown child. They're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I can't see why she would show up.
Child looks older than Bella does. True. Because the child stops growing when they're full grown, right? Bella stopped at 18.
Yeah. So she's just going to be 18 forever. Like, wow, you look great. They really should have probably, like, well, Edward's 17, so she didn't want to be too much of an older woman. Because I think they officially turned her when she was, like, 19. I think that's what the wiki says.
Oh, well, they celebrated her birthday, like, right after the honeymoon, right?
Yeah, so she was still pregnant.
It was right after they turned her.
Wait, what?
Her birthday was right after they turned her because they gifted the house.
Yeah.
That's wrong movie. We're not talking about that movie yet. So, no, I think she's still 18 in this movie.
Hmm. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah. So, she's 18 in this movie, and I think she turns 19 in part 2.
Oh. See, I thought that was part of the lore that she was actually... Lore. I want to say I read it on the wiki. I thought she was, like, 19 when she got turned.
I don't think so, but I could be wrong.
Either way, she's still an older woman. She's a cougar. Which is why she has to wear her cougar dress.
Oh, yeah, I love how they, like, they're like, never mind, that's the next movie, I'm waiting.
No, but, like, when she got married, Alice told her, she was just like, so, it's time for you to, like, start wearing good clothes. We're getting rid of your shitty wardrobe. She's all like, oh, I packed all my stuff to move in. Yeah, you're not going to be needing any of that bullshit. We got you all new stuff because your wardrobe is trash and you're poor. That's basically what she was saying.
Honestly, though, the Cullens are, like, so rich.
They really are. And they're very, like...
They could single-handedly probably solve poverty.
Well, I don't think they're that rich. I mean, they're rich, but I don't think they're that rich.
He bought Esme an island.
Oh.
Outside of Rio.
Oh, true.
For fun.
Just for
like,
fun.
Like, as a gift.
Well...
You don't buy islands unless you, like, really... And it's, like, a nice island. It's not just, like, a... Because, you know, you can technically buy, like, an island for probably not that expensive, but these are islands that are, like, unusable.
Are you trying to tell me that the Cullens are responsible for most of the world's emissions?
Not responsible, but, like, they could fix it. You know what I mean?
Hmm. But where do you think they got all that money from? I'm sure it's from big oil or something. Guys, we've really gotten to the bottom of this. Twilight was actually a factual thing. People were trying to expose the truth of what's going on with the top 1%.
It's true.
X-Files theme. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
And then when they try to overthrow the government, whew.
Yeah, but that's in part 2.
Yeah, you're right. That's why I didn't go more into it.
Well, I know with this one... See, now, I remembered this one quite vividly because, well, this was the last one I had seen because I hadn't seen part 2 until we watched it.
Neither I.
But this one, I remember distinctively. I actually went to the movie theaters to go see this. Yes. I think at that point, I was just all like, I think I was watching Twilight ironically.
Oh. I definitely was when I saw the first 15, 20 minutes of it on a plane. I made it until, I think, when they were saying, like, vows in the wedding. Like, it was during the wedding, but I hadn't made it that far into the wedding. Like, I did not finish the whole wedding. And then I stopped, because I was like, this is dumb. I can't do it.
Well, you just got to the official end, and you're just like, yep, that's the end. And
then I will say, the wedding speeches, best scene in the entire franchise.
Oh, yeah, and that's when we started watching at double speed, so...
Oh, so that was especially fun. I will say, highly recommend watching Twilight at double speed.
Yes. Well,
highly recommend.
Well, I don't know if you have to watch the first one at double speed, but...
No, not the first
one. I would like to adventurously try.
Like, when you told me that these two movies were 2 hours long...
Yeah, that was your response. That
like,
was...
not much happens in them. Like, there really isn't. Not that much happens.
It's because this was only one book, so they divided it up into two movies, just because. Because, you know, Harry Potter was all like, we're gonna do that! And then everyone else was just like, oh shit, we need to do that, so, you know.
Oh shit, we can do that?
Yeah, so...
And then the Hobbit had, what, like, 2 or 3 parts?
I think it had 3 parts, and that's one book. Parts,
yeah.
And then people are like, well, it's a very dense book. I'm like, it's still one book.
Well, yeah, so
in
Lord of the Rings, and they all only had one movie each.
Yeah, so I'm just like, hello.
Like, it can be done.
It can be done. This was a money grab. Clearly and explicitly.
Yeah.
And watching these at double speed, I can tell you that if you were to just smush these two movies together, it would have been fine. It would have been way better.
Especially since we watched them back to back, we basically got that experience at 2x speed. We just watched 1 2-hour long movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like Harry Potter where I genuinely feel like that one had to be 2 parts.
Yeah. Like, there are some words, like, there's so much. Kind of like how, like the Avengers movies are really long, but there's also so much content that happens that you're like, okay, like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, enough things are happening to justify this being 3 hours long. Exactly. Revenant doesn't need to be that long.
Does not.
It just straight up doesn't. Like, I know they did it for, like, the artsy stuff, but, like, it doesn't need to be that long.
Girl, that's, like, Midsommar. I was literally just talking to another friend of ours, like, while we were watching this. Like, she texted me and was just like, I just watched Midsommar. What the fuck? And I'm like, yeah, it's 2 hours long for no reason. Well, actually, it's not even 2 hours long. It's 2 hours and 27 minutes long for no reason. A whole hour of that could have been cut out. There's some stuff that happens at the beginning and you're just like, okay, well, what does this have to do with the rest? And, I mean, that's just my feeling on the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I give it, like, I was going to say 5.3, but that's too high. It's more like a 4.8 for me. And most of that is just sheerly based on originality. Mm. It's like, oh, it's bright and stuff, unlike other horror movies.
Like, it's a fun concept.
Yeah. I really want to, like...
It's like the reverse of It's Always Sunny, where it's a comedy, but everything's dark.
Yeah. So really, you know what I really want to see is, like, a horror movie that's, like, it's like a family movie, but it's, like, a family horror movie. And it's, like, super saturated, like, very warm.
Yeah.
Like, it seems, like, very warm and inviting. Like, oh, I'm watching a Christmas movie, but it's, like, yeah, a fucking nightmare. You know, I feel like someone's going to, like, message me and tell me that that's what Black Christmas is or something. where someone's going to tell me something. They're like,
have you seen exists? The Santa Claus chat?
Have you seen it? Is that not a horror movie? I mean, he did kill Santa.
Exactly.
For a child, that would be a very traumatic
movie. Pretty traumatic, yeah. I mean, he murdered a man.
Which is funny because I watched that.
He killed a man in front of his child. That movie pretty traumatic.
Came out when I was a kid and I watched it and I thought, I did not bat an eyelash. I was just like.
No, neither did I.
It's like, he killed Santa. It's like, kids love that shit. Well, which is funny. Like, some of them do, and then the other ones are all like, I'm traumatized. And then they grow up to be the most annoying people you've ever met in your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, back to Twilight. So, some of my favorite stuff about this is, like, when they go on the honeymoon. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of, like, when the funny shit starts to happen. It's, like, the wedding is kind of, like, super boring.
Yeah, super boring.
The only funny part about that was when Charlie was just like, what's going on with these fucking caps?
Yeah.
It's like, are these all graduation caps? And then the mom's all like, oh, that's so funny.
Oh, that's so creative. And then runs off. one of my favorite parts of the honeymoon scene was when Bella's trying to seduce Edward, and she's just, like, walks up seductively in lingerie and, like, lays down pointing her, like, butt at him, and he just, like, laughs and then covers her up with the bed sheets.
I know. So like, funny. She just keeps not even low-key. She, like, after the first time they have sex, she keeps, like, trying to drop hints that she wants to do it again. And then he's just all like...
I wouldn't even call them hints. It's like the one meme that's like, oh, I, like to drop hints that, like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
She's like to have drop hints that I want to have sex. Edward, I want to have sex.
Not even that. Just shows up in lingerie and she's just like, well.
Well.
And then he's just like, ha, 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 ha. Laughs awkwardly. This only further proves the theory that Edward is a homosexual.
Yeah. Obviously. Closeted homosexual. The entire series, like, supports that.
The real romance here is between Edward and Jacob. We all know that. They have too much tension for it not... Ooh. It's one of those will they, won't they...
What's their ship name?
I don't know. Let's see. Jacob and Edward.
Jedward.
Yeah, I think it is Jedward.
Or Jacob. I like Jedward.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the only one that works. Yeah. I mean, they both sound terrible, but that's the only one that works. Jackward. I mean, if they're going to force this romance on us.
True.
Wow.
Ed Cub.
I'm just thinking of, like, how they could have, like, made this movie. That would have been, like, way more dynamic, especially since they're, like, we're from opposite sides. It's like, he's a werewolf, I'm a vampire. I mean, they did that on the originals.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is why fan fiction was created.
That's true. And that's why so much, like, certain fan fiction gets so popular. Like, I remember... No, I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, boy.
Well, because I was, like, I was just remembering back to, like, Teen Wolf fan fiction, and I'm, like, I remember when I, like, first started to get into that, like, the suggestions I would get, there were, like, some of the top
I'm
ones
sure
I would
Teen
get.
I'm sure Teen Wolf had some weird stuff.
Yeah, but some of the top ones I would get, there was, like, oh, there's this one called Alphas. It's so great. You should have to read it. You have to read it. And I did, and
a
I was
teen
just...
Teen Wolf called Alphas? So creative. I love it.
I know. But the wildest thing is I'm just like, okay, it was well written for one.
Okay.
But
with fan fiction, it's always touch and go, like.
Yeah, but they had crazy stuff in there, man. They had some crazy stuff in there.
Have you heard about how the longest piece of literature in the world is fan fiction?
No.
You don't know this?
No. Hold, please.
It's literally the longest piece of literature ever written, and it's fan fiction. It's still in progress, too. It's not over yet.
Oh my god! What is it? Is it an original story? No, wait. You said it's fan fiction. So, what is it based on?
I know it's this one video game. Don't Super Smash Bros. I didn't want to say. I was pretty sure it was that, but I didn't want to say it in case I got confused with it.
Oh goodness.
As of July 2013, it was over 3.5 million words long. Let me try and find a more updated one.
I'm
Oh, here it is. Speechless. I found the link. It's on fanfiction.net.
Oh, goodness.
Of course. And you know the best part? The person who wrote it specifically started it because he wanted to learn English better.
I love that.
Okay, so it was last updated June 11th, 2018. It was the first chapter was published March 4th, 2008. It's been going on for 10 years.
I love that.
And right now, as it stands, it has over 4 million words.
Jesus
Christ. And 220-something chapters.
That is so much. You know what? That's about dedication.
About Super Smash Bros.
That is dedication. You know what? I wonder if they... Is it, like, a narrative, or is this, like, weird, kinky stuff?
No, it's, like, a narrative. It's rated teen, English humor and fantasy.
That's amazing. I love that. And it's family-friendly.
Yeah.
You know what? We really need to just, like, do an episode where we delve into that.
See, it's just... I've never read it, because, like,
We're just going to do a series where we just, like, read... We're just going to read fan fiction for a whole
like,
season.
Like, opening the chapter menu is so funny because it's just, like, it just keeps going. But, yeah, BuzzFeed interviewed the guy. Oh, and apparently his aunt, and his, he had written these huge paragraphs of answers.
Oh, well, I thought you were going to say they, like, video it. Why didn't they video interview him? That would have been more fun.
So, here we go. Meet the college junior behind the longest fan fiction ever.
And he did all of this just to learn English better.
Yeah. Wow. So as of 2013, he was 21 years old.
In 2013? Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
So he's in his like upper 20s now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost it's about three times as long as Proust's 7-volume thing, 6 times as long as Infinite Jest. So.
I don't even know what to say about that.
They said 2 hours after they emailed him a set of 17 questions, he responded with more than 2,000 words.
Oh, my goodness. See, the words prolific come to mind, but also just, like, overly wordy. Because that's what it sounds like at this point.
Yeah. I can't imagine what you would write about Super Smash Bros. For over 4 million words. Like, I can't imagine. And I'm sure there's someone out there, who's read it all.
Do you know what's funny? Is that, like, that wouldn't surprise me for one, because Super Smash Bros. Fans are, like, rabid. But also, on top of that, I'm like, the crossover between Super Smash Bros. Fans and anime fans is very high. And they'll watch those shows that have, like, 500 episodes. Because there are several of them that just have that many episodes for no reason.
Well, especially if you read it as he was releasing the chapters, it'd be doable. Because it was over a span of 10 years that he wrote it. So, like, over 10 years, 4 million words isn't that much.
Yeah, you just put a little alert on for your emails, and then next thing you know, you're just like, well, read the whole thing.
Well, sometimes I think I forget, My Immortal, you know, that the classic.
Yeah.
That one, it's always shorter than I remember it being. I always think it's longer than it is.
Wait, My Immortal what? I was thinking about the song.
Oh, I was thinking about the fan fiction.
What's the fan fiction?
You don't know the fan fiction, Chad? My Immortal's like the most infamous fan fiction. Wait, it's which a one? Harry Potter fanfic.
I'm not familiar.
You would get it if you saw like the first sentence of it because it's again it's infamous. It is.
Would it be even funnier
if I did?
One of
my plants is named after a character, is named after the main character in this fanfiction. Hang on.
What if I don't know what you're talking about? How funny would that be?
I'm gonna be mad because I've literally done table reads of this fanfiction at the place where you used to live.
I wasn't there. I wasn't there. The only ones I remember doing was like...
It's like, it has a Wikipedia page. Like, it's that well known.
Oh, goodness. Like, yeah, I
and
don't
recall. And the original upload isn't up anymore. Someone took it and uploaded it because it got taken down. So, just take a quick look at chapter one. Just quick skim.
Wait, which part am I reading?
You can read the first part if you want, but that first sentence right here is what you really... Like, if you read that and you don't get any familiarity, like, I'm really concerned about you because that first line of this fanfic has been... memed so many times.
I don't think I've seen this before.
Okay, we're reading My Immortal. Our next podcast is we're reading My Immortal.
How long is it?
I don't remember.
It says like 24,000 words.
Yeah.
That sounds long.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well,
it's a great read.
Did you know that you can get an app for fanfiction.net?
Oh, my God.
Guys, we should... Oh, my God. As much as we talk about fanfiction on here, we should really be sponsored by fanfic.net.
It's true. Fanfic.net. Sponsor us.
I was going to say...
I just can't believe you've never heard of My Immortal. It is culturally so significant, Chad.
There was a span of time, there have been very significant spans of time where I have not been into certain things that other people were into at the same time.
But it's like an internet thing. Like, I knew about My Immortal because I'm on the internet.
I know, but I might have been on a different side of the internet at that point. Or it might have been that weird span of time where I really wasn't online
a lot.
It gets
memed all the time, though. That first sentence where she says
When did it come out?
I don't know. A really long
time
ago.
Wait, look at the publishing. Well, you can't see the original publish
date.
Yeah,
I mean, this re-upload was originally published in 2011. Like, it's been around for a long time. Like, this is a relic.
Like, 2008-ish? Something like that?
Let me see if it says on the Wikipedia page that it has.
Because I feel like there was a good span of time between, like, 2008 and 2010 where I, like,
it was serially published between 2006 and 2007.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But, people still meme it.
Yeah, but that was, like, during a span of time where I literally wasn't on
the plant. So my plant over there is named after the main character, which is Ebony Darkness Dementia Raven Way. That's my plant's name.
I love that.
Because the plant, like, looks black in certain lighting.
I mean, I'm really screaming at Ebony Dementia.
Yeah, well, it's amazing because, like, God, like, there's a quote where, like, I think she's, like, about to, like, fuck Draco in the woods or something, and then Dumbledore pops out and goes, "What's up, motherfucker?" Or something like that. Like, this fanfic is so worth reading because it's so chaotic. Yeah. And it's someone who was, like, deep, deep in their scene phase. Like, real deep.
And weirdly enough, as a former scene kid, you would think I would have read that, especially, like, since that was during the time where I was a scene kid.
Yeah, it's like a cult classic, you know? Wow. It's The Room of fan fiction.
Do you know, it wasn't until I got to college that I watched The Room.
Oh, yeah, same. Yeah, so the author who published the story, their username was XXXBloodyWrists666XXX.
Oh, they were going through some things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were definitely a child of divorce.
Yeah, so there's, yeah, like, look, there's, like, a whole...
Plot summary, authorship, style and genre, reception. See, they have a C also.
Yeah.
Wow.
I told you, this is, like, My Immortal is very iconic. Like, not knowing about the longest fanfiction in the world, okay, like, not a lot of people know about that, but, like, My Immortal is, like, again, it's a cult classic.
What's wild is I'm, like, wondering where that person is now.
One knows who they really are. Mm. There are a few people on, like, Tumblr who've claimed they are, but, like, you can't really believe them.
It's true. Everyone's crazy.
Supposedly, the creator came out to say it was a satire, but, like, not sure. I mean, I could be wrong, but, like, it doesn't super read as a satire, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, I don't think that was a satire. I think that was really more just, like, a very... lonely person who was...
Like, I don't think they were trying to create a work of art, per se.
Yeah. It was really just... It's probably more or less fan fiction in its purest sense, where you're just a fan, and you're like, I'm gonna write me a self-insert fanfic because I can. Mm-hmm. And they post it online because that's what you do when you're a crazy teenager.
The main character in it is a vampire.
Well... And this was this before? No, this was definitely after the Twilight books came out. So, influence?
Perhaps. Well, I think it was right around that vampire craze.
Yeah.
It was right when, like, vampires were at the peak.
I full on believe that. Ugh.
When, you know, emo culture, vampires, all that stuff, like, aligned. Vampire. And this was also in, like, Harry Potter's height, so, like...
She could have been a huge, she was probably on vampirefreaks.com. Mm.
Ooh, the best part is, one of the characters, I forget who, but their name is spelled differently, like, every time it's in there.
Oh my God.
It's, like, different every single time. It's so funny. I forget whose it is, though.
then maybe it is satire.
I mean, maybe. Again, I don't know. Like, it...
I can't speak.
It's a really great read, and I need you to read it. Like, but I need to be there, because I need to see your reactions to it.
I'm gonna, like, whenever I turn 40, I'm just gonna write a teen book as a teenage girl, and it's it's gonna be complete satire and probably not make any sense.
No.
It'd be like, this is me pretending to be a teenage girl right now, and it's just gonna be a full-on book. And it's gonna be terrible. Probably. Well, it'll be controversial, to say the least, because I don't know what I'll put in it. I love drama. I do live for drama. Maybe that's all I'll do, is I'll just turn it into a fucking novella.
Yeah.
It'll just be Jane the Virgin.
Oh, God. Please do.
Well, anyway. I'm just...
What After else? After our conversation about fanfiction.
I know, we really got far off course with that one.
We often do.
I'm trying to remember what else happens in this movie, other than... my favorite part where Bella starts to get really emaciated and look terrible.
Oh my god.
And then, oh, and then when she starts to give birth and then her back breaks, she's like, oh!
She snapped.
She literally snapped. It was so funny.
It's so good.
There are so many delicious parts of Twilight that aren't meant to be funny, but are comical.
I love it when people meme the part where she drinks the blood milkshake and she's like, suck it up, and she's like, and you're like, oh my god. So good.
Delicious. Tastes like shit.
Oh my god. It tastes ... good.
I really wanted her to say something else. I don't know what I thought she was going to say. She'd be like, this is the worst fucking thing I've ever tasted in my goddamn life.
That would have been funny.
Just pulls a full-on Regina George.
Yeah, well, it's like when you make a kid eat vegetables, and they're like, well, it's good for you, but, like, at what cost?
True.
Oh my god, are you okay? Sorry, Chad's back just broke.
I just had an epiphany. Oh, god. An epiphany, Lorenz.
An epiphany, and then you choked.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I, like, have a... Sometimes when I have an epiphany, I, like, do a deep inhale, and then I often catch dust.
That was just a lot.
Yeah, but okay. I was thinking, I'm just like, you know how they have those books like Pride and Prejudice and Zombies or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what if you did like a parody version of Twilight where it was Twilight, but it was like crossover with Mean Girls where Bella Swan is actually played by Regina George.
Yeah.
And she goes there after she got hit by that bus.
Oh my god. As long as Jess is like plays a bigger role, because I feel like she could really thrive in that environment.
Oh yes.
Can we talk about her wedding speech?
Jess's? Oh yeah. That was so good. She's just like, and then it's like they moved here, and then everyone was all about Bella, and then she was all about like into Edward, and then Edward's all about Bella, even though she's not the captain of the varsity team or the volleyball team or the class president. And I'm like,
well, whatever.
And I'm like, well, true.
She's such an icon, honestly.
She's literally all of us, because the way that fucking Bella is described, she's not supposed to be Kristen Stewart level of pretty. She's supposed to be, like, very, like, blasé.
Yeah.
And then he just, like, picks her out, like, you're beautiful. Like a fucking One Direction song. And you don't know you're beautiful. And then she's all like, I look like a horse. Honestly, if they made... I wish they made her look like that. I really wish they would have gone out of their way to make Kristen Stewart look ugly.
That would have been great.
Yeah. Like, kind of like, I want to say like how they did with Christina Ricci and Penelope, how, where they gave her that pink snout. But I want her to look like way uglier.
I'm
like,
trying to imagine Kristen Stewart ugly, but I'm personally struggling.
Oh no, like, you're going to have to add prosthetics to her face to make her ugly.
Yeah.
But that's...
that's not something like contouring can do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're risking it for the biscuit here. We're giving her like prosthetics on her jaw, on her fucking brow bone. We're making her look like Cro-Magnon and shit.
My god.
She needs to look like she's the missing link. That's what Bella Swan needs to look like. She needs to look like the missing link. I like how you're not saying anything. You're just shaking your head.
I just don't know what to say to that.
Well, that would be I feel like that would be the only way for me to validly be like, oh, okay, well, I get it now. I get it now. Like, at least she's as accurate as she was described in the book. Mm-hmm. But whatever. We have Kristen Stewart with a broken back, and she gives birth. or...
It was beautiful.
That was really funny.
Childbirth is amazing.
That was a funny sequence, especially because, like...
At 2x speed.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It was a lot.
Do you remember the fucking wolf scene when they were like...
Yeah, that was great. It was like a minute long.
I love it. Definitely recommend watching this movie at double speed.
Oh, yeah. It was twice as chaotic, twice as watchable.
Yeah. Honestly, twice the fun.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, we end this movie with Bella with her eyes closed, and then she opens them.
Wait, no. But the part where you, like, see her as the, like, the venom's going through and starting to work, and she just, like, pops up.
Yeah, her chest just pops up. That was funny.
It's like someone put, like, an air pump in her and just went...
Yeah.
She just, like, popped all that, of a sudden.
The acting in that.
So good. Cinematic artistry.
That's... You know what? If I ever meet Kristen Stewart, that's the question I want to ask her. I'm like... I'm going to ask you a question, and it's going to be about Twilight, and she's going to roll her eyes, and I'll be like, so in Breaking Dawn Part 2, towards the end where you're, like, a vampire, or, like, being turned into a vampire and shit, and you're in that blue dress, and your chest just, like, pops up. How fun was that?
Why did they change her into this, like, blue dress when she was, like, going to be a newborn and might be crazy and, like, in pain and then want to go hunt and stuff? Why they're just like, oh, you know, it should be do good for her? A blue dress. A tight blue dress.
I honestly think they were dressing her like it was for her funeral.
Yeah, it's kind of what it looked like. But at that point, it started to work because they were like, oh, like...
Yeah, they were all just standing around waiting for her. They're just like, well, here she comes. Pop, pop, pop. I mean, her hair all of a sudden got a lustrous shine. I don't know. I think they were trying to do, like, a whole, like, death to rebirth type thing. It's like...
It didn't...
Come off that way.
Yeah, really. It came off kind of weird.
It really did. There's a lot of this series that comes off very weird.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And...
A little teeny bit.
Yeah. I don't know what to say to that. Also, Charlie, still only rational person in this whole fucking series.
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck is going on? Him and Jess, the true MVPs of this whole series.
The thing that makes me the most mad about this one is that Jess isn't really in it after the wedding.
Oh, yeah. That's really the sad part. Jess really feels like she should have been, like, Bella's best friend and, like, always around. But no, she was like, my best friends are my boyfriend and, like, my... Not boyfriend's boyfriend.
Family.
Yeah, but also my not boyfriend, but pseudo boyfriend.
Well, but then she had Renesmee, and like, I don't think she was as tight that tight with Jacob after that.
Yeah, after that, I mean, well, we'll get into that. In part two.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that, but you know, that was the end of this movie, and
what a journey it was.
It really was. The more we watch the series, the more I'm just, like, realizing that I'm like, so much of this is so bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Especially the effects.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like Game of Thrones, all the budget went to the wolves, and then after that they were like, well, I don't know what to tell
you. Are you talking about that one season where it's, like, the Battle of Blackwater Bay?
Well, it's like where it's like they spend like a ton of money on the dragons, and they're like, oh, well, can't do the dire wolves anymore. No more money.
Yeah. Well, truly, if you're going to pay for wolves or dragons, I'm going to fucking pay for dragons.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying they spent all the budget on the dragons, and the dragons look really good, but then they were like, oh, well, no budget left.
Whatever. So, bye, wolves.
And they had a big budget. Like, you know they had a big budget. So yeah. You're like...
Well, bye, wolves. That dragon looks hella tight. I can see all of the little shits. His eyes, the little slitty things. You know, like lizards have where it's like...
Okay.
That's the sound I imagine it makes. But anyway, so join us for, you know...
Part two.
Yeah, the part two. The climax of this whole series. And honestly, thank God.
So excited.
It was time. This was... fucking Herculean feat, it feels like, almost. Imagine if we had tried to watch these all in one day.
No.
One of us would have died.
No. I think, yeah, back-to-back is enough. Like, two in a row is, I think.
Ooh, but what if we watched all of them at double speed?
You know, I could actually probably do that.
We should try it one day. A full marathon. We'll do it with other people.
So that's what we're doing next month, right?
It's Twilight Part 2.
Ooh, what if it's like a marathon where it's just like, we invite friends and see who can make it the role of them? Like, when it's do a they survival thing.
Oh, I love that.
And you're free to leave whenever you want. You don't have to stay for it all, but, like, the winner gets something. How many times can you sit through Twilight? And if, like, there's still more than one person left at the very end of all of them, you watch them all again.
No.
And you just keep going until...
No, we play that fucking game that I have.
The Scene It?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We play the Scene It, and then they have to, like, win to get the prize.
Oh, my God. That's so that way you know they're paying attention.
Yeah. Were you fucking paying attention? Good, because it's going to be a game!
My God.
I love this. I love torture.
It's true, yeah.
I can't wait to do this.
A Saw movie, but it's just all the things are Twilight-themed.
I love
that. It's
just
like watching that. The Twilight movies.
They're just trapped in a basement, forced to watch Twilight on loop.
Can't wait for the next Saw movie. I'd say which one it is, but I don't know what they're on.
Saw, I want to say it's like... At this point, it could be 10. I have no idea.
I watched, like, 6 or 7 of them within a couple days my freshman year of college.
Why?
My floor was doing it, and I was just along for the ride. And, like, it was kind of, like, fun at first, and then I was like, y'all, I'm getting real tired of this shit. I'm like, nothing's new. It's the same movie.
Yeah, over and over again.
It's the same movie every time.
And yet, one of our friends loves all of the Saw movies. He will be there for the newest one.
Not that many at once. It's kind of like if you watch a lot of Marvel movies at once and you start to realize they're all like very similar.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much. Yeah. I mean, they're not all the same, but they're fairly formulaic.
Similar, yeah. Not quite as bad as Saw, but it is like when you watch them all at once, you're kind of like
Yeah. At least they try to make them different though.
Yeah, they do.
But, you know, whatever. So join us for part 2. We're almost there. We're almost at the end, guys. As always, thanks for listening.
Gucci!